More information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Charles and Eddie from 1992. Would I Lie to You? You remember the song. It's one of those one-hit wonders where you're like, who is that? And then when you Shazam it and you're like, oh my God, Charles and Eddie. They were an American soul music duo from Philadelphia. So you do hear a little bit of that Philly sound in the early 90s, obviously. Belle Biv DeVoe and Boyz II Men come up a little bit after that as well to share the reign. Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Coming up, we've got Oli Olens from Calgary. Played with her this fall, and she is lovely. Also got to see her and meet her for the first time when I was at this conference in Carolina, so that was really cool. Going to play her single, Some Days. She was just awarded the Maple Blues Artist of the, Maple Blues Brand New Artist of the Year recently. So congratulations to Oli. We also have Chelsea Young on the show, I Still Love You, featuring Daryl Anderson. Chelsea Young is an Indigenous country artist who was raised on the Big Stone Cree Nation. And Daryl Anderson is also a country musician, but from Saskatchewan. He was the 2024 Emerging Artist of the Year at the Saskatchewan Country Music Awards. Here they have a song on the show called I Still Love You. But I said that already because I got lost. Anyway, forget being lost. It happens to me all the time. I know it probably happens to everybody a little bit. And I've got my friend, brother from another mother, one of my mentors, Raven from Digging Roots coming up on the show. We're going to play Skoden. And here is part two of our interview and chat. We'll just call it a chat about guitars. Raven is our Yamaha spotlight artist.
Are you playing in standard 440 tuning when you're playing side guitar? Or do you play in more open tunings?
So we ended up like we do a round dance at the end of our shows. Mm-hmm. And at 440, it was like really like people were into it. And sometimes at these bigger festivals, people would, I'm not going to say they would get violent, but they would get like kind of overexcited. And I was like, oh my God, is this going to turn into a mosh pit? You know? And it's like, you know, that's not really the direction of the way a round dance is supposed to go into.
Of course. No.
And yeah. So you would get some rowdies because they were so excited to be holding hands in a circle and to be in a space where everybody was connected, because there is an energy when everybody's connected, like either dancing together or even holding hands together, that you get this energy happening, right? Mm-hmm. When we started doing the round dances at 4:32, everybody was so chill. And I was like, wow, it's almost like they smoked a joint or something.
That's wild. And you really noticed the difference.
I noticed the difference, and we played in that tuning for like about 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. And like it was, and my old bass player at the time was always complaining to me because he plays a 5-string and just a little bit lower in the tuning, like his like 5th string, the B would be so flabby, you know? And like, yeah. But then I started messing around with other stuff and I went to 4-4-4, and that's my current tuning that I do everything. I record in it. I play shows in it. And mm-hmm. to me, it's a little bit more in focus. It's like if you have like an A note, you hear the A note. If you tune it to 440, it's like the A note is just a little bit sharper.
So what's next for you guys? Are you guys working on new music? What's going on with Digging Roots and Raven?
We're doing some new music and, you know, singing about a whole range of topics. I think like, you know, my voice is changing as I'm getting older, and my sensibility of how I want to say things is changing as well. I don't know if it's for good or bad, but I also feel like my ear is getting sharper. Like I'm able to hear things that I couldn't hear before, which is also really great because, you know, like I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick up this song and oh, I'm hearing this. And I feel like I'm getting more inside of the music in a emotional
deeper way.
Yeah. And I don't have to play as many notes or more in the pocket. I mean, I've also been playing like more drums, which I really love. And, you know, because, hey,
you
know, it's like, yeah, like sometimes, you know, you feel like you have two left hands or something, but getting that a little more coordinated, and then, you know, with your legs, so you're kind of going like this and your knees are popping up and down, and, you know, there's a coordination thing. And I think that compared with this new kind of hearing that I'm getting is like, I don't know, it just... I wake up in the morning and I'm like, da 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 da
da da da da da da da. And you've got a studio in your attic, so you guys can.
I got a studio here, so I just let ideas come. Yeah, and then, you know, try and like record them where I can and whatnot. So that's sort of where we're at, and we have, I don't know, like we have a bunch of songs. I just don't know exactly, you know. I think what we're going to do is we're going to take those bunch of songs and we'll record them, and then that will turn into a specific album. Because, you know, we already have an album called Miguewin, which is the giveaway, but... Mm-hmm.
That's in the can already?
Well, it's unrecorded, but it's like, it's a grouping of songs. But I think that, you know, sometimes you have these songs and you want to rewrite them because they've been around for a while.
And so, things change.
And things change. We change. Circumstances and life change. And we want to, go with that new flow, right?
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. Amazing. Well, Raven, I really appreciate you coming in and doing this. I've learned a lot, actually, which is amazing. I love getting up and learning first thing in the morning. It feels like I'm at school.
Nice.
So now I go for that. I really appreciate it.
Can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind? Can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind?
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Well, I'm sitting here drinking. What was I thinking? I don't really want you gone. Well, I'm laying here, can't get you off my mind. Pretending that I'm all right. I don't wanna be alone. I can't take another minute. Just knowing we are finished. Well, baby, I still love you. I'm just not what you do.
so easy. Remember when you needed me? Just come back home. I can't take another minute. Just knowing we are finished. But baby, I still love you. I'm just not what you deserve. We're both tired of trying. We can seem to make it work. Don't know what to do. Don't wanna be without you. What the hell am I doing? I need you in my arms. I'm just a man. I know now I was wrong. I was such a fool. I wanna be with you. Cause baby, I still love.
Thank you. is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Something within me.
That is music from Theotis Taylor. We do share the last name, but we are not related. Theotis is from Fitzgerald, Georgia, where they've lived since 1943. And what's so crazy about this, and the song, I should tell you the title of the song, it was called Something Within Me. It is crazy that this guy is 92 years old and is a spiritual singer and piano player known throughout the south of Georgia for his beyond powerful voice and heavenly falsetto. He was a gospel singer and deeply rooted in the family tradition of work, faith, and music extending through generations. Julian Taylor here, and we're going to play something from Pink Sweat from the album Pink Planet, and the song is called Pink City. They are obsessed with this color, obviously, similar to how I guess Prince was obsessed with purple, but let's go for it. Pink City, here it is on the jukebox.
We were born in the rubble, we were raised in the mud. Yeah, it's hard in the city where I'm from. Trying to live, gotta make it out of the slum. Yeah, it's hard in the city where I'm from. When you're cold and all alone, you can build you a city and call it home. And when I was lost and on my own, I got out of the city and made my own. Yeah.
was lost and on my own. I got out of the city and made my own. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
We spent that summer kicking back like we were kids again. Yeah. In years, it felt like 2010. Oh, oh, late night holding my hand on the sidewalk, making me laugh till I fell down. Driving in your car, I can hear that song you were singing, and I couldn't help but sing along. Ooh, ooh, your eyes on me fall back, yeah, we were cool. I want you to know.
There's a million things I wanna show you in person. Since the last time I saw you, this was so searching. What you think about dipping from this crazy circus and heading somewhere with no service? Like a cabin on a mountaintop, I never wanna see you frowning. Nah, your skin's so smooth, still using that same lotion. I'm head over here sipping from the love potion. And I know the world'll be yours. You make things easy when it's seemingly hard. You capture my heart. Hanging under the stars at that one bush party where you DD my car. And you're more than a 10 to me. I'ma hold you down mentally way beyond our 70s. I'll pick you up around 8. I promise not to be late. Don't have to call it a date. Let's just run away.
Kicking back like we were kids again.
I want you to know.
honest, I really can't shake. And my vision's got a few stripes. I never really feel at home anywhere. It's the right place at the wrong time.
Smith, London, England, that is Arlo Parks and a brand new track called Two-Sided. This is a tune from her forthcoming third album. Parks blends indie pop, soul, R&B, folk, trip-hop, you name it. They've done it and can do it. Before that, you heard Runaway, a single from 2021, and my good friends Thea May and Troy Junker, who were also part of the indigenous collective that we had started way back when called Wolf Den. Yeah, we put out a single called So Close. You could check it out. I think I've played it on the show. Maybe I should again so that people are familiar with that. But that's how we met. We met at like this really cool incubator thing for Indigenous artists. I was the mentor and they were taking part in the program. And we all ended up writing the song together and recorded it and put it out. And it was fun. So that was Runaway. DMA, Troy Junker. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Now for something from Thunder Bay via Toronto. Natasha Fisher, and the song's called Something Borrowed. When I was still working at Element FM, I discovered, you know, Natasha Fisher, and it was, I can't remember the first song right now, that what it was called, but we all were sort of, you know, trying to bring Indigenous artists into the fold. And I found this artist way back when, I think it was 2022 or 21, and now she is off to incredible things. It's really great to see. Here's Natasha Fisher, Something Borrowed, right here on the Jukebox Radio Show.
Like walking on a tight line, or falling through the open sky. It's a feeling I don't recognize. I've gone over it a thousand times. Can't get back all the time you stole. Back when I thought you were someone I had known. I'll blow a kiss right out the window. Shadow, a ghost in the shadow. You can't be for love.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
She's a paper tiger, 'cause maybe at first glance it looks like she will kill me if she only had the chance. A woman in a red hat, lonely like a polygon. What God has taken knows she's just looking to belong. Carolina, stop caring about me. Carolina, stop thinking that you're free. I tell you one thing, I don't give a damn. You can call me names and point your pain.
New music from artist Liv Wade, who's originally from the Pass area, Pine Bluff, Manitoba, which is where her family origins are from, and is now currently in Salt Spring Island near, on Vancouver Island. I love it out there, actually. It's really pretty. If you haven't gone, please go. Brand new music. The song you heard here on the jukebox was called Carolina, and it is going to be on her brand new EP called Radios and Buffaloes. I met Liv Wade a long time ago when she won the Imaginative songwriting contest. I was one of the judges, and she was the winner one year, and I've been following her ever since. It's really nice to see new music surfacing. My name is Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Here is an artist that my grandmother was obsessed with, Miriam Makeba from South Africa. We had this blaring in our home, well, at least my grandmother's apartment, a lot. And my grandmother was a dancer and loved African high life and rhythm and blues. This is a song called Pata Pata. It's one of her biggest songs. It's an Afro pop dance tune that became her signature hit, I guess, you know, written back in the 1960s and released in 67. Miriam Makeba on the jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Forsaken, But this land was your land. What happened to ours? Highlands leaving, sodden underfoot. Goodbye to a life in the land we once loved. Farewell to reason and all that is good. No one could save us on this ground we once stood.
Like flowers, ooh yeah. Like flowers, ooh yeah. Like flowers, ooh yeah.
From his Polaris Prize shortlisted album, Songs for My People, that was V Chill by Shane Ghostkeeper. And before that, Leroy Stagger, joined by Joel Plaskett and Kendall Carson, both from the East Coast, and a brand new song called Highlands Leaving from the incredible songwriter Leroy himself. I love following Leroy. He's got such a positive message that he puts out there into the world. My name is Julian Taylor, and thank you so much for tuning into the Jukebox this week. I've had a lot of fun playing songs for you. I hope there have been songs that you know and have heard before, and songs that you have just discovered because you've tuned into the show. I want to thank my amazing team for helping me put this show together each and every week. Thank you. Namaste. Nyawa. And also to our sponsors for helping us keep this thing going. We all really appreciate that. To our station partners who get it out there to your eardrums, we are very, very grateful for your love and support. And to you, the listener, thank you for tuning in. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. And if you have any requests, just let us know on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. We got one more song featuring Sean Cootey and Egypt 80. It's Float by the amazing Janelle Monae, who I believe is working on brand new music because I've been following her on Instagram and she seems to be doing things, you know what I mean? Anyways, this is from her Grammy-nominated album, The Age of Pleasure. Here's Float on the Jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
I can't hear myself. Yeah.
It's hard to look at my resume, and not find a reason to toast. She throwing a thing in a circle, making it viral. I might just elope. Say, listen, La Mama, you like Shabari? Watch while I show you the ropes. I used to let niggas get to me. I used to be my own enemy. Now I done had several epiphanies over some breakfast at Tiffany's. Had to forgive all my frenemies. They are not who they pretend to be. I had to protect all my energy. I'm feeling much lighter now. I look. I'm doing my dance on catamarans and you got a coat. I'm counting my blessings, we ain't stressing, just look at this glow. I got that magic, I'm really prepared for whatever, whenever. So who wants to smoke? Came back from the future to take all your...
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Catarocway Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or SpringReverbYGK on socials. See you there.
We'll be right back.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hey, 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 you want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é. Com toda a certeza o programa.